and Roz, weekdays 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
And we are chatting to Sam Nell, who is the director of Do Your Worst, and Shannon Ezra,
hello,
the leading lady. Shannon, you obviously have built up a body of work over the number of years that you've been in the industry. So did you still audition for this, or did you just get sent the script?
Oh, I auditioned. And not only did I audition, but I auditioned for both Sandra and Carla, and Kate auditioned for both Carla and Sandra. And that was fun.
Okay, so you actually...
Thanks,
get
Sam.
You're welcome. At the same time. They
at
kept
the
swapping.
Same time.
With all
like,
of your experience.
And you're in, you're out. Do it.
All of your experience, everything that you've done before, you still, and also having known Sam, you still had to put in the hard yards and actually go, listen, pick me, pick me, pick me.
No one wants to be a Nepo baby.
It's true.
You know, my dream one day is to be an actor who's just an, you know, just get options. You're just like, and this is yours if you want it. That's the dream.
Yeah.
However, that is not the reality. But you know, I think it's an important exercise. It was a very important exercise for this, because there were a couple of actors who were up for the role of Grant, for the, you know, they, so we did, literally it was like a musical chairs of actors, and it was really fascinating to work off different energies. And it's especially handy for the director,
yeah.
She's, you know, that's, she sees stuff that we can't see. So yeah, but yeah, the dream again is I'd like to never audition, and I'd like people to just hand me things.
Hand you work. Can I ask a couple
of... putting that out there into the universe. Thank you so much.
Idiot film questions.
Yes.
Because I know nothing about this business, right? When it comes to cameras and anything that happens in front of them, I'm Jon Snow. I sit and talk
you
into microphones.
You know nothing, Jon
I know
Snow.
Nothing, right? When you get handed a script...
Yes.
...and you read it...
Yes.
Now, obviously, your brain, like a book, is making up a picture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then how often does, when you sit down and watch the thing that you've made, ever coincide with the idea you had in your head at the beginning? Does that ever happen?
It actually does.
I find that
it actually does. But there'll be like these really pleasant surprises of like a stylistic choice that will be made, and you're like, oh, that I didn't have that in my head, but that is smart. Well done. But like for the most part, you can't. It's there, but it's always clearer on the big screen.
Because
you know?
I can understand from a director's point of view, and that's almost your job is
basically
to take the vision you have in your head and make it happen.
Yeah.
But from
that's why there's a lot of crying.
Because, I mean, and how often do you actually get to the point where you're going, this is exactly what I had in my brain?
Never. Never, not once. I had this conversation with our DOP, actually. We said, it's actually just like a process of mourning the thing you had in your head, creating a thing, and then remaking it in edit. That's the...
This sounds terrible.
It's deeply depressing. I don't know why we do it.
If I had in my creative job the inability to ever do the thing I had in my head, I would feel very sad.
But yeah. It's like how they say the artwork is never finished. Like
true.
The artist
no, never.
Is constantly seeing other ways that it could have been done. And the editing process of a feature must be that times 17,000 million.
That's why there was a lot of crying.
Constant crying.
Can I ask another stupid film question?
Please.
I don't know that they're any stupid. That was not a stupid question. I'm like, wait, seriously, where is the stupid question?
I feel like they're stupid.
They're not.
How do I know if someone is acting well?
You believe them is the fundamental.
But I don't know you, so I don't know if you're acting.
I think
does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. I think for me,
do you have trust issues? Do you need a hug? Yeah.
I work in media. We listen to the news every day. I have lots of trust issues.
Yeah, I mean, I think the main thing is that the person that is performing is making you feel like that you feel empathetic to them.
Got you.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense to me. Does it ever feel like there are big performers in super Hollywood blockbusters? I feel like some people just play themselves all the time.
Yeah, constantly.
Well, I mean, that's also right time, right place. I mean, Keanu Reeves has said it time and time again. He's like, I was in the right time at the right place. And he is spectacularly good at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you want a certain thing. You're like, oh, go to Keanu.
That's what he'll give you. That's what you know you're going to get.
You know, it's consistent, but, you know, he's in no way like a Tom Hardy or he's not transformative in that way.
But again, this comes back to my original question of, is this good acting?
But you get different kinds of actors.
Yeah. Ah, I don't know these things.
You get different kinds of actors. So you get like your character actors, like your Steve Buscemi's. He's a fantastic actor. He's never the same in anything, but he's like that. And a lot of people be like, wait, who's Steve Buscemi? And you're like, he's that weird guy with the weird teeth. Mm. And they're like, oh, yeah.
I love him.
You're like, oh my God, he's amazing. But they're different. They're movie star actors. Like if you look at Tom Cruise, I mean, he's a great actor. He's really good at what he does. And there are one or two roles that are really stand out, like Magnolia, Jerry Maguire. That's some of his best work ever. But now he's kind of gone into like this action movie star thing, and that's where he's sitting. But he could have gone another way. Mm. Whereas you look at someone like, and I've said it before, like Tom Hardy, that man is transformed. He is on his next level.
Yeah, every role you see him in is completely different to everything else you've seen him in.
Someone like Jessica Chastain as well. She also is mercurial. She's got this ability to just change and shift. And so
Christian Bale is another one.
Yes, totally. Yeah. I mean, you know, the machinist to Batman. I mean, look at that kind of legitimate transformation.
Yeah.
You know, I think it has a lot to do with the eyes, though.
Yeah.
So I understand if you're if you're the performer, right, then you're trying to, I don't know, push yourself and find new roles and express yourself in different ways, like all these people we've just talked about. If you're the director, where's the kick for you? What are you looking for from project to project?
I mean, I sort of joked about the idea that it's all about a very depressing loss of thing. But you get up every morning to go like, I'm going to try and make the thing in my head. I'm going to try and get there.
And then you never do.
It's like Sisyphus. You're just pushing the boulder up the hill constantly.
I suddenly have so much sympathy and respect.
I don't know how directors. I don't know how directors do it. Like the stress is just on another level.
Yeah, I thought the directors were like, I'm in charge. You do this. You do that. Everyone is my slave. But no,
it's very much like that. Just with a lot of disappointment. You get to tell people what to do, and you're never happy.
But every
now and again, there is a moment. Yeah. Or, like, you did surprise yourself. Like, you can't lie. There were some moments where you're like, I didn't know that could work that way. Yeah. And then you would be like, I'm a genius. And you'd be like, off you go. You know?
I mean, in between the crying, I do tell myself I'm a genius.
Yeah, the crying, there was, you know, every now and again, there was a giggle. Albeit a bit hysterical.
Feels very self-aware.
Thank you.
It is self-aware.
My mum says I'm special.
Obviously, it's on 190 countries in Netflix. Netflix is this massive international platform. How is the film doing since Friday?
So, we've just made the top 10 as of a couple of hours ago, which is spectacular for us.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.